are we now going to have to pay to get our own money from these ATMs? One of our team went to take some money out of the ATM in Belfast City Centre last week. I think it was Nicola Weir. She was charged 95p. Well, on the line to explain this is Megan French from MoneySavingExpert.com. Good morning to you, Megan.
Morning.
Good morning. What's going on, Megan?
So new research has shown that a further 1,700 cash machines have started charging already this year. That's just between January and March. Now, while there's still the majority of cash machines free, you do get these ones that charge. And obviously, if that's the only one available to you, as you say, there's nothing more annoying than paying to get your own money out.
But we do know also, don't we, these 1,700 machines that started charging for withdrawals in the first 3 months of this year, that will probably go up. There's all every indication that there are going to be more and more machines now costing money, and the ones that are free, they're reducing.
Yeah, and obviously there's also the fears about bank branch closures and things like that. So the worry is that it might become harder to get hold of free cash, if you will. And as you say, it's your money. But there are luckily a few things you can try. So Link, which operates the cash machines, you'll often see the logo in the corner. On their website, they have an ATM finder tool. What you can do is pop your postcode in and have a look around you. It'll show which charge and which don't. So that could be particularly useful if you're in a bit of an unfamiliar city. But then also, you can often do the majority of your banking at the post office too. So it's also worth just double checking that there as well.
Okay, Megan, thank you. Listening to that retail NI CEO, Glenn Roberts. Well, what's going on, Glenn?
Well, Stephen, it's a disgraceful situation. We have opposed this vigorously. We've made this point to Cartronics, the largest independent ATM provider, that this is, in fact, their timing could not be worse, because we're going through a perfect storm of issues with ATMs. And we've had the robberies. Many of our members at rural ATMs used to get rates relief. They've lost that now because storm's down. Even members that haven't been, who have ATMs, haven't been attacked, are seeing rising insurance costs. And then on top of this 95p transaction charge. And Stephen, you did a fantastic piece there the other morning that I heard about the gentleman who was struggling to live on benefits, who was going most days not even eating. Could you imagine when he gets his benefit, he goes to a cash machine and has to pay 95p? And if you're on a low income, if you're a benefit, if you're a pensioner, whatever, that's a big ask. And what will happen is that with all of this there, it's going to be harder and harder for many people, particularly in rural areas, to access cash. And that's unacceptable.
The retailers themselves that have these ATMs often either inside their premises or on the wall outside their premises, do they make money out of this? Do they get a cut of the fee?
They get a very small cut, but essentially the reasons why that our members provided those ATMs, because as your last contributor just said, a lot of the banks have closed their branches, particularly in rural towns and villages. So they wanted to continue to provide a service for people in the community. But it's essentially a footfall driver, because if you use an ATM and you're withdrawing money, the chances are that you will spend it in that shop nearby. So it does have a big influence on spending patterns. So what a lot of our members have started to do, and in fact, I think the situation in Northern Ireland, because of all these added problems, is going to be considerably worse. You're going to see huge parts of Northern Ireland, which will be essentially cash-free zones, because our members simply cannot afford to continue to have these ATMs in their stores, or they're in fear of their stores being wrecked by these criminal gangs trying to rob their ATMs. So it's an incredibly difficult situation.
So are some of your members contemplating removing the ATMs?
Do you want to see
that where we're at?
It's happening already. It's already happening because either fear of attack, losing money, losing their rates, all of this is contributing. Members are starting to do this. In fact, I was talking to a member the other day who was trying to get out of a contract with one of the providers. He was trying to get out of, obviously, an early release from the contract, and they wanted 24 grand of a small business to get out of their contract to remove their ATM earlier. It's a disgraceful situation. And my worry is it's the most vulnerable in society that are going to be the victims of this. And we have said to Cartronics, we don't simply buy this yet, because you probably are aware the whole Link situation. Link has moved from 25 to 23p. How does that equate to 95p transaction charge? It simply does not add up.
It's not your members paying it. It's the customer paying it. Why do your members care?
Because our members are part of the community. They're there when you need them the most. When you run out of milk, you run out of bread, they're there to provide that service.
Yeah, but that charge isn't affecting their bottom line, is my point.
Yes, but Stephen, it does, because if their ATM is removed, they're not getting the footfall from that machine. Essentially, where they are coming from with these ATMs is the footfall driver.
Yeah, but if they leave the ATM in there, why do they care about the 95p cost? Because they're not paying it. The customer's paying it.
Because what the customer will do, because it's not every ATM, if you like, which is getting this 95p transaction charge. It's only certain one. So what will happen is that the customers will go to another store, or they will go to, they'll travel further. So what it'll mean is that they're not getting that footfall that they would get from that ATM. It means that, you know, because they don't want the customers don't want to pay the 95p transaction charge, and who would want to pay 95p every time they use a bank machine? I mean, we've heard a lot about the cashless society. We're some way off that yet. I mean, I think that, you know, there's still probably about 8 million people in the UK that would real struggle if we moved, you know, tomorrow to a cashless society. So we've some way to go before that.
When I go to America, there are quite a few shops. I noticed it more last time than the time before. And they've just got the sign up, cashless. We don't accept cash. And I see it more prominent over there than here. You know, it's on its way here, isn't it? Like, within our lifetime, there'll be quite a few of these shops which don't do cash. There's a big restaurant chain, for example, in America.
Absolutely, Steve. A lot of our members now have contactless payments. But there are still people, particularly, and this is something that we've got feedback from our members, there are still people who are on benefits or people who are on pensions. They still like to withdraw their cash out. They still like to use cash. And obviously, while that we still have that situation, we've got to ensure that those people are not disadvantaged. So, you know, we still have a difficult situation. We have a perfect storm of issues, which will make this situation in Northern Ireland so much more worse than any other part of the UK.
And you see in terms... go ahead.
And it's so frustrating that I can't deal with the government minister to try and action all of this stuff.
There's another story. You see, in terms of the theft of the ATMs, these gangsters stealing but getting a digger and digging out the ATMs and all that goes with it, am I right in saying that it is the retailer who's liable for the money in that individual ATM, and then they claim it off their insurance company? Is that the way it's currently working when money's stolen?
Well, I don't know the precise situation in every single retail situation, but the problems don't end there for the retailer. It's the loss of trade. It is then you've got the situation where the shop is wrecked. So what you're saying is insurance premiums then hike up. And we're seeing the situation that even though we have a retailer that has an ATM that hasn't been attacked, they're seeing their insurance premiums rocket as well. So this adds another level up. So we estimate, and it's probably a conservative estimate, that that these ATM robberies have cost over $1 million to our members. With this loss of trade, damage to the shop, increased insurance premiums, you know, the money in the machine, it is having a huge economic impact. It's having a huge community impact. And literally, you know, this is the frustrating thing is that we're shouting in the wilderness, and there's nobody in government helping us. There's no minister there that we can talk to. And we're seeing a situation where rural communities are going to face a very tough time unless we get this situation addressed.
Clint, thanks very much indeed. Thank you, sir. Morning to you. Here's Bertie and Lisburn. Morning, Bertie.
Good morning, Stephen.
Morning.
Stephen, I think this is terrible, having to pay for get your own money back. It's an absolute scandal, so it is. And another thing is going to what it is creating. It's creating an awful fear, too, because we get people there now, even in country areas, living alone, and they have to get it, and the transport's poor, and they get the lift into the towns to get money. And it's impossible. So for the simple reason, maybe they get out more than they should have. Yeah. And then living in the country areas with the police force reduced, their money could be subject to very much these robberies going on. I mean, pensioners and people living alone. So I'm thankful to live in a town here, and I don't keep any money in the house, only a few pounds what I need for groceries and that. And I'm convenient to the banks in Lisburn here. But
it's pretty, I lose my bank cards all the time.
Yeah.
If I left one of my cards in America there when I was over a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
I lost it, in other words. If I carried lots of cash, I'd be out of fortune because I lose those cards so often. So I've been saying to my mum recently, get rid of the, you know, don't. Mum, like, she's in that generation, she likes cash as well. And I've been saying to her, get a card.
But Stephen, there's one thing, like, you're not short of a few bob, and with your income, you wouldn't miss a few bob, sure, you wouldn't, or a few quid.
Well, nobody likes to lose money now, Bertie.
Oh, no, nobody likes to lose money, but it's more so, and the shopkeepers and their loss now, than the whole thing.
Yeah, no, I get
it. Just listening to radio also over the months, this last while, everything's went up in price. Gas, electricity, oil, and go to the supermarket.
Except me, Bertie. Raise. I haven't gone up in price.
Every week you go to the supermarket, something goes up in price, so it does.
I know,
and
I know.
Here,
listen.
That's up this year. I hear people who have cars saying, it's just that everything's going up except the rain, and that's the only thing comes down for free.
Nice to talk to you, Bertie.
And you
thank
too,
you.
Steve.
Thank you, man.
And congratulations on your weight loss.
Wish people would stop saying that to me because I need to lose a lot
more. Everybody's speaking. I speak to everyone. They're talking to them. And they say, well, Stephen is looking well.
So I'm not.
Saying good about you. Now, take credit for what people's good remarks.
That's
about.
Very kind, Bertie. Thank you.
Thanks,
thank you,
Steve.
Man. Tony and Lagmore. Morning, Tony.
Morning, Stephen.
Morning.
Stephen, years ago, the people, you know, pays out all the benefits, you know, the unemployment benefits, sickness benefits and all this, sent letters to everybody to change to bank accounts that they weren't allowed to put their money into post offices, blah, blah, blah. And they were given an insurance the banks wouldn't start charging. Now they're starting to charge. So can people now go back to putting their money into post offices?